Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today we're going to hear from Tim DeGrotenheis, who is opening a new Culver's, about his experience up at the Culver's headquarters training for the new job. Well, first, can I have you introduce yourself and explain how you relate to this new Culver's that's opening up and why you wanted to open one in Pella?
Hi, my name is Tim DeGrotenheis. I grew up in Northwest Iowa, where the Pizza Ranch started. And I worked for the Pizza Ranch through college and high school, and really just enjoyed their philosophy of going into a town, getting integrated into the community, being the employer of choice for many team members because of the atmosphere that they created. Coming here to Pella, so I've had that background, and I've been in Pella now for 9 years. My wife grew up here, and I just saw that there was a niche that was missing from a restaurant standpoint. And I would go to other Culver's, and I just always enjoyed the quality of the food, the atmosphere that they had. And with my background of Pizza Ranch, I went and started searching them out, you know, went onto their website, and right away off of their website, they started in a small town called Sauk City in 1984. It's 7,000 people. So they have a small town mentality. Right on their website for vision, they have getting involved in the community. That's one of their core values, is community involvement, getting involved with local churches, schools, local charities. And I'm starting to, you know, just develop a picture of who they are as a franchise and what they stand for. And I thought that would work really well here in Pella, with the type of community that we have, you know, the history that we have, the involvement of all of our local churches and schools. I thought that Culver's would really partner up and match well with this town. In addition, Culver's also has a foundation that encourages students to go to school. So they have a scholarship foundation where applicants who work for Culver's can apply for a scholarship for $1,000 a year. You know, so that's the sort of mentality that they have, and I saw that, and that's just even been more ingrained with the training that I'm actually going through right now.
And so you're going to be the owner, but you've had to start from the bottom with some training up at their headquarters in Wisconsin.
Yeah, April 23 is actually when I went up to Wisconsin. They have a pretty extensive training program. I will spend 12 weeks working 6 days a week up in Wisconsin at their first store. So their store is located in Sauk City, and they have me doing anything from running fryers to cleaning tables. They have me running, basically doing every job that's in the store. In addition, they also have me doing a classroom training where they teach me about the Culver's way and the history of Culver's, how we run perform processes within the store. So yeah, they send me through a lot of training, so 12 weeks total up in Wisconsin. And then I also do two more store openings across this country. So it could be anywhere. They're opening Culver's in Arizona, South Carolina. Another one's coming in Iowa. So I have to go do two store openings for 2 weeks each.
And why do you think it's important to start at the bottom like that and kind of do the lowest level job before you do the highest level job?
You know, it's all about understanding what each of my team members is going to go through, and helping me appreciate the hard work that, you know, a 14-year-old will come in and do. So it helps me understand that. It allows me to get a better understanding of their system, how everybody comes together for one focus. The Culver's mission is that every guest who comes to Culver's leaves happy, and every team member is crucial to that. And so they want me to make sure that I understand the roles and responsibilities that each team member has inside the store to fulfill that Culver's mission.
All right, so where is this Culver's going to be opening up at?
The Culver's is going to be opening up just in front of the Walmart building on Washington Street. Our address is 1512 Washington Street. It's going to be located just east of Applebee's on the north side of Washington Street there.
And you guys are having a groundbreaking for it on June 28th, correct?
We are, yeah, at 10 o'clock that morning. Craig Culver is going to be flying down to come, along with some other Culver's team members. And, yeah, we're going to have that groundbreaking. Hopefully we'll start seeing some dirt moving before then. But we're excited. You know, Craig loves to come into the towns where the Culver's stores are located. And just to understand what the town is about. And I've been telling them a lot of great things about Pella. So I'm excited for them to come down and see our town. And obviously we're excited, you know, to get this process started.
Do you have an estimated completion date for the building?
Yeah, we're looking to be completed this fall. So we still are planning on opening in 2012 yet this fall.
Oh, wow. So it's going to go up pretty quickly.
It is, yeah. Our builder is very experienced with building Culver's, but we also are going to get a lot of local businesses to work on the building as well. But yeah, you should see a lot of movement, especially initially. There will be a lot going on that property.
What are some of the difficulties running a restaurant compared to running maybe a different type of business?
Hours of the day. You know, so I will need to find a lot of team members. We are in the process right now of hiring managers. We also will need to find very flexible team members, you know, with flexible hours. And you have the broad range of team members that will be from the age of 14 all the way up to 70. You know, there's just a really broad range, flexible hours. So we're open from 10 until 10. So you could potentially be coming in to work at 8 in the morning, and we need people to work until 11 o'clock at night. So that's always a challenge, but that's also the fun part. Developing a team around me is exciting. It's challenging, but that's the part that I really enjoy. Other than that, it's just a great place, I mean, to hang out. People tend to be happy when they're eating, and I want to create that culture within the store. So I'm excited about that challenge, and obviously that we have a pretty challenging mission statement that every guest, not almost all of them, but every guest who chooses Culver's leaves happy. So that's a pretty high standard to meet.
What's your favorite thing to eat at Culver's?
The custard. Custard is a premium ice cream. And we make it fresh all the time. And I will tell you that the first time when it opens up in the morning, when we open up in the morning and run that custard out fresh right out of the machine, and one of the tests that we have to perform on the custard is a taste test. And that taste test every morning with that fresh custard gets the day started right.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us today.
I appreciate it, Brad. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Tim deGrotenhuis, who's opening a new Culver's in Pella later this year. He told us a little bit about the training that he's doing up at Culver's headquarters in Wisconsin. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.